Okay, today is that Pei Hei. We are on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. We are 5 lines from the bottom. We're just quoting the Braisa. The Braisa had mentioned, probably had this Raya from Yosef Lili about Mila, the whole thing, how you can say that it's a bad life, Asur and Shabbos, and the stuff that was Mutra Yantuf. And the Braisa said, but Amr Lo, it's Kia Shofar Bitbul Tufiha. Kia Shofar, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, will prove. She'ain vada'a dofa Shabbos, because even if you have a vada'i chiyo, still not dofa Shabbos, because if it comes to Rabbanon, gets the shimmy, I've heard of Dalam, it's a rabbin, you can't blow shofar on Shabbos, who speka dofa yantif, but nevertheless, if it's merely a suffix, it will be dofa yantif. Mara says, wait a second, my speka, what speka are we talking about? So even a suffix called suffix yantif, the original suffix you think about is suffix, whether today is virtual or today is not. That means you only had a conversation in this one. When you were Kaddish to Kodesh Alpiri Iyah. So Rosh Hashanah always became a difficult time because usually the Yantif is in the 15th. So most people closer would know when Yantif was. It wasn't a Sveik of the Yoma, except in Zalas. But even by Rosh Hashanah, it's day one. So you couldn't really get the word out to everybody so quickly. So always, that's how the whole idea of two days of Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah came out. And even in Eretz Yisrael was mine, yeah? The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Well, 2 days, even though we know that the calendar says one day. Maybe you have to change the Zolius as to the more of a Raya over there, because even in Eretz Yisrael, you kept the minhag. You kept the minhag of 2 days. So, everyone else. Eretz Yisrael, 2 days of Shabbat. I'm saying, even in Eretz Yisrael, they know what it is for Rosh Hashanah. They still keep 2 days, meaning the minhag strong. In a minhag of 2 days in Eretz Yisrael for Rosh Hashanah, and the minhag for 2 days in every other yom for Chutz La'aretz. We know what a day is. That's the minhag. We keep the minhag, right? A lot of minhagim are kept. This, for some reason, this minhag is something that people like to trample on. But that's part of the minhag also. That's mentioned also. Okay. But Amar Lo Tchiyah Shof Regul Dochik writes my suffix. Even the suffix Chopas under the Yontif. You tell me that the suffix is we're not sure whether today is actually the first day of Yontif. So Gemara says, wait a second. This thing is outside. What's the problem? So if today is Yontif, you can blow shofar. And if today is not Yontif, then it's Yom Kol. Blow shofar also. What do you mean? Something called shofar Yontif. Pashto vada Yontif dachya. We know that Tkiyah Shofar is definitely no dofa Yontif. Whatever the Isra of Tkiyah Shofar be, of the Zemmer or anything. It's the Mitzvah Yontif. Right? So it's definitely dofa Yontif. Something Yontif said, call me buddy. Do you have a shayla to tell me whether or not it's dofa a day that could possibly be a Kol? Of course it could be dofa the Kol. Right? Because you can blow shofar on a Kol. So Gemara says, no, Ella, what's the suffix? Ella, suffix ish. Do you look like a tum and androgynous? So suffix, whether or not this person has a chiyum for shofar. Rashi says, suffix ish, v'dofa yantav gamor. Right? Suffix ish, and still, we're docha yantav gamor. And that's the question of Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi learned from Mila, that kisui hadam, which is definitely vada, is not docha Shabbos. So the suffix is not docha yantav. You say, wait a second, kia shofar, the vada is not docha Shabbos. Nevertheless, the speik is docha yantav. So what does Rav Yossi hold? Rav Yossi says, wait a second, but Rav Yossi the time, he goes to shitaso. The amar isha vada is nami taka. So a woman can still blow shofar. Because a woman, right, Rashi says, Rav Yossi, the locha shibli haipirucha, he doesn't hold this as a kasha on him. Why? The other time there, he goes according to a sheet. The Amar, I feel Isha Vadai, even though this is a for sure woman, not a suffix, she definitely is Toka Shofar. Even though she's not Mechuyebes, nevertheless, she's allowed to blow Shofar. Right? Ababakisui, when it comes to Kisui Dam, the Ilu Yadima, the Behemo who be Yantif, had we known for a fact that this was a Behemo and it was on Yantif, also the Kosos, right? Also the Kosos Kori, we suffix Lomachan on Yantif. Then you're also to do it. You're not allowed to violate the Malacha. A woman, you are allowed to violate the Malacha for Yantif. For shofar, she's allowed to blow shofar. The Raya, it's an interesting Raya. He says the Sanya brings a Raya from Bnei Yisrael Somchin about smicha of a carbon. The Sanya Bnei Yisrael Somchin below Benos Yisrael Somchin. Right? It says that is supposed to be that only men are mechayev to be put smicha on the carbonos and not women. Or Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Nashim Somchos Rishus. Women have permission to put it, even though they're not mechuyavos. They have permission to do so. They're not. The issue is, if you do smicha to a certain degree, what happens is that you're doing a boda with the kachin. It's like a me'ila issue. You leaning on the kachim, she would have to. So if a man has a tiyum, that's fine. So first, my number says a woman can't do that because of a tiyum. The girl says no, she's allowed to do it. Things are kind of mitzvah, but she's allowed to do it. You know, Rashi. Rashi says some close for shush the apagav the lo mechayava the lo armin avoda avodas kachim lo achinami lo armin machlas yontifi. Which may not have a mitzvah, but not chil yontif for the blow shofar. So the key says you can clearly blow shofar, so he doesn't have an issue. There's no raya from the suffix yontif, the suffix by the shofar, because suffix what? Suffix isha. If he's a man, he's chayav. If he's a woman, he's allowed to. There's no raya. So Mara says, okay, Amar Ravina. Ravina says, even according to the Chachamim, we'll hold that the woman is asura to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. This is obviously by itself, so I don't listen. But she's asura to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, on the limit from Rav Yossi from Mila, right? Rav Yossi said from Mila, if your Vade Chayiv is not Docha Shabbos, and a Suffolk is not Docha Yontif, and they said, you have to kill a shofar, we can still mess up. We can still say that kill a shofar is different than Mila. Isle Pircha, who always said Pircha. Malat Tkiya Shofar, when it comes to Tkiya Shofar, where we say that the Sveika, remember that the Suffolk is Docha Yontif, right? That's why Shekin Bada Docha Shabbos Mikdash. Because Tkiya Shofar is obviously more Chamer, because if it is even on Shabbos, you can blow Shofar in the Mikdash. You see that Tkiya Shofar is very, very Chamer, right? Shekin Bada Docha Shabbos Mikdash. Tomer Bekisui, you're going to say the same thing that the Suffolk Kisui is going to be Docha Yontif, the Lesse Klal, there's no place where the Kisui will be Docha Shabbos Yontif. Even can't do Kisui at all on Shabbos. So there, right, Rashi says, Malat Kiyah Shofar Shekein Vadoh Docha Shabbos Mikdash Lefichach Sveika Docha Yontif Bikulin Tomer Bikisui She'ein Vadoh Docha Shabbos Klal. So if, when it comes to Kiyah Shofar, I'm going to say, since there is a time when it's definitely Docha Shabbos, you can say the suffix will be Docha Yontif. Kisui Nam, it's definitely not Docha Shabbos. Yeah, of course, the suffix is not going to be Docha Yontif. So even the Rabbanan, who say that you can't have an idea of a suffix, of a Vadai Nam Shabbos, and a suffix on Yontif, they won't hold it by Tkiyah, but it's not a Rai over here. There's a big difference between Tkiyah Shofar and Kisui Nam, because Tkiyah Shofar has a Heter, even on Shabbos, when in the Mikdash. I think, there, Tkiyah Shofar also means Rai, she's supposed to blow it on Shabbos. Right? It's only Xeris Tchamim, the Rabbanan, if you don't blow it on Shabbos, it's Shemi Yavi Renu. But really, the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is supposed to be on Shabbos. Yeah. I don't know. All right. The Gemara says, so based on that, so Heshav Lodak Kvabir Bibi, Mala Mila Shekein Eno Heges Vlele Yomim Tovim. So they start to say, wait a second. Mila is only no Heg on Lele Yomim Tovim. So Gemara says, wait a second. The Lele Yomim Tovim, Hutalo Nahaga, it's only on the nights of Yontif that Mila doesn't take place. Vishari Lele Nahaga, but on other nights it does take place. That's not true. You don't do Mila at night. Right. Ella, Mala Mila Shekein Eno Heges Vlele Yomim Tovim. Mila, that snake does not Docha Yontif, because you only do it a day, not at night. Tomer b'kisui should know b'leis b'yomim. He say the same. He can compare to kisui that is knowing at night. Whenever you chef, right? We learned that you can chef at night. You just have to have the proper lighting. Whenever you chef, you have to do kisui hatam. So Amar Rabbi Abba ze efem in his varmish Amar b'kia in li'alein shuva heishav elazar kafar b'ribi b'shuva. The Lazar gave an answer. He claimed clear that there's a major difference between mila and kisui. Mila is not knowing at all. Therefore, it has at night. Therefore, it has a chumrah. So maybe you would say there. The suffix isn't Docha Yontif. But maybe by Kisui, you would say, wait a second, it could be knowing during the day and during the night. So maybe its suffix, it doesn't have that Chumrah, so maybe its suffix would not be done Docha Yontif. It's an interesting to do over here, the whole of the major Shagas Aryeh, which is all about Kiyah Shofar. So basically, many Rishonim paskin that the woman is permitted to do smicha, right? She's permitted to do smicha. Well, therefore, if we say that she's permitted to do smicha, she's permitted to blow shofar. That she has the permit to blow shofar, right? But the Rush in Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Yom, so fuck that. The Rush in Rosh Hashanah says he brings the Bali Itzur, who says that even though women can be tokos, right, for themselves, it is achla achar also with tkoa lo v'chinashim kartacha. If you were yotze to be a shofar in shul, you may not then go ahead and blow shofar for a woman. That's part of it. She may not go ahead and blow the shofar, right? But, and the Raviyah is Polik, and he says that's so. He's the reason why is because he may say that they're probably not fulfill office. So how can you violate an isser of whatever the issur is of blowing shofar. If you're not, if you were yotze, you have no, what?
I don't know. It's klishir.
What? Let's just wait. So if you, everyone, you bring in the halacha. I'm talking about what we're talking about. It's really hard to bring down. So he says. So he says the Baal Yeter says that you can't blow for somebody else. Rabbi Yossi says no. That since it's mutter for women to do smicha, it's mutter also to blow shofar, and therefore you can be yotze. You can be yotze. So the Shagazaria brings down this. It seems to be a machlokas. There is a machlokas between the Ramah and the Taz. Okay, the Baal Yeter wrote again that it's aser for one person to blow shofar on behalf of women. Because once you were yotze the chiyuv, you can't blow because you can't blow the chiyuv shus on Hashanah. And the Rav Yossi says no. The Ramah paskins that after you were yotze, you can't blow for somebody for the woman. That's the Ramah paskins in Siman Tuf Kuf Tzadivav. But the Taz says no. There's no isser at all. You can blow. So Shagzari says that wait, there's a raya from our Gemara like the Taz. Why? What did we say the suffix was?
The suffix was suffix ish, suffix ishna.
A much more simple suffix.
What's the suffix? I don't remember when I was yotzei the mitzvah. The suffix when I was yotzei.
It's actually the suffix. So Taz says, no, you see from there that the chiyuv of shofar extends throughout the day.
Even if I have a suffix whether I was yotzei or not, I can still blow. That's not a suffix. I can still blow. I have a mitzvah to blow. The chiyuv extends throughout the whole day.
Therefore, the Taz says the chiyuv extends throughout the whole day. Right, if he extends it throughout the whole day, then I still can blow for her.
It's not that I'm blowing necessarily on her behalf. The chiyuv is still muta on me the whole day,
so therefore I can blow for the woman. Okay, it's a big shagasari. It's in Siman Kuf Gimel. I think what we do, and what you said, is people definitely go blow for the woman, and she even makes the bracha. Right,
Sfaranim do them also.
Sfaranim do it. Sfaranim don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Rabbah. So I'm not sure. The whole to do here, this is a major big shagasari, pages and pages about Kiyah Shofar. Okay, we'll go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking now about a chayina oaf that were nishkat in a shrita that doesn't match with the b'achila.
Right? Shrita she'ena ruya. Or is it, well,
according to some. So therefore, ha'shochet, v'nimsa streifa, he shafted, it turns out it's a streifa. V'shochet l'avos ha'chavim, he shafted to avos zara. V'shochet chulim v'pnim. He took a non-consecrated animal and he shechted it inside. Now, I don't know. I guess so. I don't know if it's a chulin b'tnim. If you're shechting, there's no animal that can be. It can be a bird. Okay, fine. I show a chulin b'tnim. They cut him a foot, so you shech cut him outside. Shech cut him outside the base of Meidosh, right? And that's or chayev oaf on his skull. And we shecht a chayer oaf that has a din that is supposed to be stoned. Right, so all these things are aser b'chayev. The mayor says, still in all these cases, you still have to do kisrei hadam. Gali do kisrei hadam when you do the shkita, because he holds. The mayor holds shkita she'ein ruya is still shema shkita. Chachamim potrim, but the chachamim say that you do not have to do kisrei hadam over here because they say shkita ein ruya. What shkita she'ein ruya means? Ein ruya lachila. So chachamim say no, there's no ruya lachila here since you may not eat it. So you have to you may not eat it. So there's no mitzvah of Kisrei Hadam. Okay? But, just like we had in the previous paragraph, but they all agree, Hashokhet v'nis nablo v'yodo. If you do shrita, and it turns out that it's an adela, or hanofer, v'ma'aker, or you pierce it, you shoot it, you don't kill it, you just kill it. V'ma'aker, you don't shech the simon, and you just kind of pull them, right? Patom l'kassos. And in this case, even Rav Meir, who says in the other case, shrit chen ruya, you do Kisrei Hadam, here he'll agree, you don't do Kisrei Hadam. Why? He says, Shlita she'ein ruya shmo shlita. It has to actually be a shlita. If you shoot the animal in the head, that's not a shlita. Therefore, there is no Kisrei Hadam. Okay. The Gemara is now basically going to ask, there's like an underlying question, I think, that the Gemara is talking about. Basically, the previous parak of Osav Espino, there was the Chachamim who said that Shlita she'ein ruya lo shmei shlita. But here, right, look, here the stam is the other way around. Here the stam is the Chachamim say, Shrita She'ein Ru'uya. Well, let's read the Mishnah, then we'll get to it. So, Gemara. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Ra Revi Dvarus or Rav Meir, the Oster Vespino, Ushna Belashon Chachamim, or the Rabbi Shimon, the Kisui Adam, Ushna Belashon Chachamim.
There seems to be an inconsistency in the Mishnayos,
right? Because, look at Rashi, Ra Rabbi Dvarim, so Rabbi Meir, Oster Vespino. Previous paragraph, Oster Vespino, it seems that Rebbe seemed to hold like Rabbi Meir, who held Shchita She'ein Ra'ul Yashma Shchita, L'chaiho. So there, the Mishnayos seem to indicate that they go Stam, the Stam, or the Chachamim, seem to hold that Shchita She'ein Ra'ul Yashma Shchita, right? Rashi says, Ushna Belashon Chachamim, because it's Nanba, we said over there, Rabbi Shimon Poter, Chachamim L'chaiho. So you see that the Chachamim hold it is a Shchita. But over here, the Mishnah does it the other way around. Here the Mishnah says, the Rabbi Shimon, the Kishri Hadam, Ushna B'Lashon Chachamim. Here, it's Shchita She'ein Ruya, Lo Shmei Shchita. That's why you don't have to do Kishri Hadam. So it seems to be, which way, the underlying question, it seems to be a steamer in the Mishnayos. The Gemara has just answered that Rebbe holds, like he seemed to understand. When we say Shchita She'ein Ruya Shma Shchita, we know for a fact it doesn't mean Shchita across the board. It applies for certain concepts, certain halachas. So when it came to Oso Esbino, Rebbe, right, Rebbe seemed to hold, Rebbe held like the Chachamim, who say that Yushef of the Hema and its Vlad on the Yom Day, and one of them was a Shchita She'ein Ruya, we still say Chayav Matzah, so it didn't come Shchita. So Shchita She'ein Ruya Shma Shchita, Rebbe holds Shmita She'ein Ruya Shma Shchita, Lagabi Oso Esbino. But he holds Shchita She'ein Ruya Lav Shmei Shchita when it comes to Kisui Hadam. Fine. Now the Gemara is asking, well, why does Rebbe have this apparent inconsistency? What made him go to hold differently in different contexts? So my time is the Rebbe Meir. What is the reason for Rebbe Meir, but also right type of Rebbe Meir, but also Spino? Rebbe Meir, right, we have Machlos Rebbe Meir Rishimon by Oso Spino, if it's Noeg by Shchita She'ein Ruya. Shchita She'ein Ruya. So my time is the Rebbe Meir, but also Spino. Rav Meir said by Oso Vesmano, Shchita She'ein Ruya Shma Shchita, it's about Shchita Nefer Yitayim, that's what Rebbe holds like. He says, Amar B'shu Ben Levi, the reason is, Gamar Shchita Shchita Mishchutei Chutz. He learns a Gzei Rishava from Shchutei Chutz. By Shchutei Chutz, it says, V'shor Ose Oso Vesmano Lo Sish Chutzu B'yom Echad. Don't shecht it on one day. And by Shchita, the Lashon of Shchita. Sorry, I made a mistake. By Oso as Bino, it says, Vishor Ose Osov as Bino Losis Kostubi Yom Echad. You can't shaft it on the same day. That's the Lashon of Shchita said by Oso as Bino. And by Kachim, it says, Ish Vibes Yisrael, Asher Yishchot, Shor Okesef, Oez Machane, or Asher Yishchot, Vichutz Lamachane. You have two Shchitas. So Mahasam, when it comes to Shchutte Chutz Lazara, it's Shchitta Shein Ruyahi. It's clearly a Shchitta Shein Ruyah because you can't, it doesn't do what the carbon's supposed to do. Just Kachim, you shaft it outside, you're not permitted to get another from it. Shchitta Shein Ruyah. Right? So, nevertheless, Shma Shchita, it's still considered a valid Shchita, and the fact that Yechayat Kari has been doing that, still makes it a valid Shchita. Afafa, so too, by Oso Esbino, Nam Mishchita Shinru Shmei Shchita. So too, Shchita Shinru is going to be Shchita. The question is, that's a little different. By Shchutei Chutz, at this thinking, Shchutei Chutz, that's the Isser. That doesn't make a difference with the Shchita Shinru Shma Shchita.
The Isser is, the Torah says, you take Kachi, you shut that outside, Yechayat.
How you net a raya to Shchita She'ein Ruya Shmei Shchita? It's just by definition. That's how you violate the Isser. That's because it's a valid Shchita. No one can say it's a valid Shchita. You violate an Isser. Right. Mar says Rav Shimon. So that's the case. If Rav Meir has this Zeh Shava, Rav Shimon, my time, what's his reasoning? They say Shchita She'ein Ruya Lav Shmei Shchita Legabe Oso Esbino. Says Amar Rav Mani Bar Patish Gamar Mitzvoach Tevach Vahachin. He learns it out from a Gzeira Shava from Yosef Tzadik, who was preparing food for his brothers. And there it says, Mitzvoach Tevach Vahachin. He prepares them meat that they may eat. So he was being careful on the halakas of kashas for his brothers. He knew what they were allowed to eat or not. So Malahalon, by Yosef, it mentions Tvicha means Shlitur Uya, kill it in a way that it's roi. Because with the full pasuk is Tvach Tevach Vahachin, because they can eat the thing. I'm not sure they can eat it. So Afkan, so to the Lashon of Shchita, by Oso Spino, has to be Shchita Ruya.
It has to be a Shchita that's Ruya.
So the Gemara says, where Meir Nami Ligmor Mitzvoa, he should also learn from the word Tvoa, that it has to be a Shchita, in order for Shchita to be valid, it has to be Shchita Ruya. He says, wait, it's a different word. So he says, Donim Shchita Mishchita, they ain't done Shchita Mitzvita. It's a different word. I'm making the Zeir Shavah, the word Shchita to Shchita. You're telling me Zeir Shavah from Shchita to Shchita?
can make, granted, it may mean the same thing, but it's a different word. The Gemara says, wait a second, just because you have a different word doesn't mean you don't lose Zera Shava. We've seen this a few times. My Nachdimina, why does it make a difference if it's said in Lashon Shukh Tzvicha, Hat Tani Debei Rishmal, we learned from the base mentor of Rishmal, right, when it came to Nigei Batim, we have Zera Shava, Vishava Kohen Uba Kohen. One's Vishav, one's Abba, right? Zohi Shiva, Zohi Via. It's the same. It was the context of the Kohen coming or going. We learn how to love this from each other. They make a difference whether Shiva or Via. You see that even if the context means the same thing, you still learn Zera Shava. The Gemara says, no, Hani Mili, Heki, the Lech of the Domile. You can learn Zera Shava, Vishav, Abba, because there's no other word similar to Shava Ba. So learn Shav and Ba. But in our case, you have a word that's similar to it. Why would you leave the word of Shechita to go learn the Zera Shava and the word of Tzvicha? All right? But about when you have a lashon that's similar to it, not similar to it, it's the exact same word, we did domile alfinale. You can learn it out from the word that's the same thing. That's why I learned it out from shlita. Rav Shimon nami ligmor mishlutei chutz. So why doesn't Rav Shimon, who says, why doesn't he hold like Rav Meir that shlita she'ein eruya shmo shlita, let him learn it out from shlita shlutei chutz? He sees shlita she'ein eruya shmo shlita. The Gemara says, he says, don mechul mechul nei don mechul mi kadoshim. He wants to learn a halacha from Chulin. He doesn't want to learn it out. He doesn't want to learn the halacha of Chulin from the halacha of Hekdesh. The halacha by Kishri Hadam. Sorry. The halacha is that by Shechita has to be Roy. You learn it out from Yosef. I'm not going to learn it out from the idea of Pachim. Different worlds. The Gemara says, all right, Rav Meir. Why does Rav Meir learn a Xerah Shava from Kachim to Chulin? Right? From the Kachim case to the Osvos Beno case. Why is he learning that out? The Gemara says, "Atu osam es beno, but kachim ilo nahagi." Well, the concept of osam es beno applies by kachim also. Can't check the kachim animal and its offspring on the same day as well. However, you work out those details. So it's not the case that osam es beno is excluded from kachim. Osam es beno applies to kachim also. So therefore, the hayu dekamar Rabbi Chia, and this is why Rabbi Chia said, "Ra Rabbi devarim shor meir, but osam es beno ushino b'lashon achamim." That's why Rabbi, when he redacted the Mishnayos, he seemed to agree to the shita of Rabbi Meir that by osam es beno, Shechita she'in ruya shmo shechita, and you would violate the Isser, and that's why he wrote the Shechita of Rav Meir, Stam, is Lashon Chacham. Now, but right, my time is Rav Meir b'kisui hadam. Why does Rav Meir hold that Shechita she'in ruya shmo shechita without b'kisui hadam? I mean, if I chef something and I can't eat it, I still mechayev b'kisui hadam. What was Rav Meir's reasoning for that? Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Shlakish said, Gomar shechit shvicha shvicha mishchut deichutz. He learns out of Xerah Shalom, shechit a shvicha, of pouring. Okay, by Kisui Adam, the pasuk says, "V'shachach as davo," you pour out the blood, "V'chisau be'efar," you cover it up. So it also by Shkut Echutz, it said the pasuk we read before, "Ishi shibeisrael shishpat nechutz l'machana," it said, "Al pesach omer lo eviyu dam yechishev liishavu dam shachach," the pouring. So malahala and it was proved before by Shkut Echutz, it's a shlita she'ein ruya, right? Malahala and shlita she'ein ruya shmo shlita. Afkam, when it comes to Kisui Adam, shlita she'ein ruya shmo shlita. Gemara says, I've Rav Shimon, right? Rav Shimon says, why doesn't he learn out the idea? Rav Shimon is the one who's the coming on Mishnah. Just Shmita She'in Ruya Lav Shmei Shmita Megabe Kisrei Dam. Why doesn't he learn out the Zeir Shavra of Meir? Rav Shimon, look at the Pasuk of Kisrei Dam. This is a very important word. It says, Asher Ye'achel Tzim. It says, you do Kisrei Dam on the items that you will eat, which is Mashma clearly that the Torah did not command Kisrei Dam unless it's a Shmita that's Maki the Pasuk for Achila. No, Gemara says, okay, it's a good right, Rav Meir. Why didn't you learn from Asher Ye'afel? Rav Meir says, no, Asher Ye'afel, that's Lema'ute Op Tamei Huda Asa. That comes just to exclude an Op Tamei. And if you shafted an Op Tamei or a Chayat Tameya, you're not Chayat to Kisrei Dam. That's Asher Ye'afel. You have to be kosher animals. But if it's Shkidash Ein Ruya, they would say, he says, you still have to do Kisrei Dam. So Rav Shimon says, wait, I don't, what's the difference? He says, Op Tamei, my time up. What's the reason why you don't do Kisrei Dam by Op Tamei? The La Barachilahu. Because it's not a Barachilah. So therefore, in all these cases of the Mishnah also, it's La Barachilahu. Trefa's La Barachilah also. Right? Trefa Nami La Barachilahu. So Trefa's also not considered Royal Achilah, and therefore, it's both Kisrei Dam. So therefore, Rav Shimon makes more sense, and therefore, behind the Amr of Chia, this is what Rav Chia said, Ra Rebbe Dvarvish Rav Shimon, but Kisrei Dam, Mishnah Blashon Chavim. Rav Meir was more Mistaber, Legabe Kisrei Dam, that Shrita She'en Uriya Lav Shmei Shrita, there'd be no fear of Kisrei Dam. And that's why Rav Meir, in the Mishnah, mentioned Rav Meir Shrita in the names of the Chachamim. You see, it gives more power to that statement.
fine. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, Lo lekol Amar Rav Meir Shvita she'en ruya shmo shvita. Not in every, right, Rav Meir said Shvita she'en ruya shmo shvita. Well, not in every instance does Rav Meir say that Shvita she'en ruya is considered a valid shvita. Moda Rav Meir, Rav Meir agrees, she'en matirasa b'achila, that a shvita she'en ruya does not matir to eat. Of course, it's a cheat. It's not kosher. Okay. So, and also, Velo lekol Amar Rav Shimon Shvita she'en ruya lash v'shvita. Not in every instance that Rav Shimon, when he said that Shvita she'en ruya is not considered shvita, well, in certain instances it does count as a shvita, because Moda Rav Shimon Shemitaharata midin nevela. That if I do shvita on the treifa, even though it's shvita she'en ruya, because I can't eat it, nevertheless it does have, it is efficacious, it does work, lagabe being matir the animal, that it will not be mitame tumas nevela. So Amar Mars, let's read the words of Rav again. Lo lekol Amar Rav Meir shvita she'en ruya shmo shvita, but Moda Rav Meir she'en matirasa b'achila. He says, listen, shvita she'en ruya shmo shvita, but nevertheless it's still not matir for eating. Amar says, shvita. Of course he can't say that. We know the whole time when he says shvita she'en ruya shmei shvita, it's only the gabi certain things. It's not gabi achila. Why? Treifa b'shvita mi'mistarya. Just because he said shvita now, treifa's mi'mutter, treifa's also b'achila. Who cares if you shef did it right? So don't tell me, ah, bit finished. He says shvita she'en ruya shmo shvita, but nevertheless he still can't eat it. It's a treifa. Of course he can't eat it. So he doesn't look shvicha. We need it for the following case. L'shofet es ha'treifa, you shechted a treifa that was pregnant. Ben Teschai, you find a viable 9-month-old fetus inside. Sagadaita Chamina, you would have had Havamina to say, Hoel the Amar of Meir, Shlita She'en Ruya Shmo Shlita, you would have thought that since Rav Meir holds that Shlita She'en Ruya is a valid Shlita, Tihanele Shlita's Imo, that the Shlita of the Trefa mother would work for the Uvar, the Loli Vayu Shlita, and you would not require Shlita. Kamash Malan, that Rav Meir holds that the shlita of the mother does not work, and you have to do shlita on this uvar. Wait a second. With Tisbara, you had a havamina to say that the shlita of the mother would work for the uvar? What was Rav Meir's shlita we saw in the Mishnah's last parak? Bahama Rav Meir, Ben Pakua, Torn Shlita. Rav Meir said that if you had a 9-month-old viable fetus, you still need a shlita. So what was your havamina? So it goes, Lo Tzricha de Rebbe. You need it for Rebbe. The whole thing is you need it for Rebbe. Again, Rebbe is having this mix and match shvita. So the Rebbe, little shvita, the Rebbe sabar like Rav Meir, the sabar like Rabbanon. On one hand, he holds like Rav Meir. On one hand, he holds like Rabbanon. Sabar like Rav Meir, number shvita she'en ruya shvita. He holds that shvita she'en ruya is considered a valid shvita. And sabar like Rabbanon, the army shvita's inu mataraso. But he holds like Rabbanon, that my focus on that ayin dalid, that if you find a 9-month-old ben patua, the shvita is matirit. So kevan the amar Rabbanon shvita's inu mataraso. So you would have thought to highly shvita's emo. So maybe the shvita of the treifa mother would also work. If he holds a kakamim, kamash malan, beloli bar yishvita. And therefore this uba would be bar yishvita. Kamash malan, Rabbi Abba comes to tell me that by a vlad whose mother's the treifa, Rabbi agrees that the shvita of the mother doesn't work. It's not going to be matched with the uba, and the uba is going to require its own shvita. Fine. And next, the Gemara then said, below, Lakol, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shvita She'en Ruya, Lo Shmo Shvita, but Moda Rabbi Shimon, Shemit Harta, Midei Nevela. Right? And he agrees that Shvita, even though Shvita She'en Ruya is not considered Shvita, nevertheless, the animal is no longer transmit Tumah as a Nevela. Which is, well, Shvita. That's Dabar Pasha. Why? The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, but Amar Rav, Rabbi is the name of Rav, but Amar Rav, Masnisa Tanon, some say they learned it as a Brisa. But Tumas Nevela says, it's a Pasuk. The chiyamas min ha-behema. If from the animal it dies, asher hila chem la'ofla ha-nogev in the v'lasa yitma la'arev. So it says min ha-behema. It doesn't say the behema. Min means from. The exeris custom is mixlas behema mitame. Only certain of the dead animals are mitame nevela. Mixlas behema ain't a mitame. Some are not. The ezo, and which one is not mitame tumor when it dies? So treifa she'shafta. That's a treifa that you shefted. It's clear because there's a custom. Clear there's a custom that if you sheft an animal, even a treifa, it's not matamet tumas nevela. So what's Rabbi Abba's chiddush? Shvita she'en ruya lash mei shvita. But it's still considered shvita gabi nevela. It's a pasuk. So it says lo tzricha. We need it for the following case. The shochet es ha'treifa. You shech the treifa. Vehi chulin. Right, it's a behemoth chulin. But it's ba'azara. It's in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. The sanya. We have the following brisa. Hashochet es ha'treifa. If you shech the behemoth and you know that, you know, before you shef it, you know it's a treifa. I don't know, it's legs are chopped off.
You know it's a trefa. V'chein hashochet v'nimshi trefa. Or you sheft it, and then you did the bedikah inside, and you find that the lungs are full of improper tumors. You shefted the, and it turns out it's a trefa. Zebezeh, if you shefted them in the azara, it's chulin ba'azara. You violated the isra of chulin ba'azara. Rabbi Shimon says, is matir bahana. He says, no, he says it's mutter bahana, because he says the isra of chulin ba'azara is the word mizabachta, and it has to be the lashon of shkita. And since this is shkita she'en ruya, why? Because it's a trefa. This is not considered shkita chulin ba'azara that the Torah says is aser. But chachamim osrim, but the chachamim says aser bahana, because they hold shkita she'en ruya shma shkita, so therefore you shech to chulin ba'azara. The sagavaita kamina, you would have thought that you would have had hoel ba'amr of Shimon mutter bahana, that since Rav Shimon says it's mutter bahana, alma lav shkita hiklal. He's going to hold it's not a shkita at all. And therefore what? Therefore it's a trait, we just said it's mutter bahana. Since Rav Shimon says it's mutter bahana, alma lav shkita hiklal. If it's not considered shkita at all, then it's still nevela. So how is it mutter bar not? Right? Lav shkita hiklal, the amen meet in nevela nami lo metahara. And therefore, it's not, like I said, you gotta get hana, it's probably too much nevela. Right? So he says, go again. Rav Shimon said that if you shechted this trefa fluid in the azara, it's mutter bar hana, because he said it's shkita she'en ruya. So since he said shkita she'en ruya, you would have had having to say that it's still tame tumas nevela. Right, ema meeting the veil nami lo mitarach. Hamash v'lod comes Rabbi Abba to tell me that even in this case, the shkita is still mitarit from the veil. Even according to Rav Shimon, who holds shkita she'en ruya lav shmei shkita, he holds that shkita she'en ruya lav shmei shkita. Therefore, it's not even violate full of azara, but it's still considered a valid enough shkita to be mitarit the animal from the tumas the veil. All these cases, shkita she'en ruya shmei shkita or lav shmei shkita, it's not across the board. Sort of picking and choosing in which areas it's a valid shkita and which areas it's not. So Lagabe also is Beno and Kisar Damas Masal. Yes, Lagabe Isra Chila, everyone knows that it's not considered a valid shkita. Lagabe Tumas Nevela, everyone agrees that it is considered a valid shkita. It's four cases, and it's Machlokas is in two. So Amalei Rapapa Avaye. The Rapapa says to Avaye, the sub Rabbi Shimon, Hulim Ba'azara Deoraisi, does Rabbi Shimon hold that the issue of Chulin Ba'azara is an Issur D'oraisa? So I think the limud is as follows, right? Rav Shimon said that if you shecht the shreifa, it's mutter bahana, which is mashma, that if you shechted an animal inside the base of Miglosh that wasn't a shreifa, and you had real Chulin Ba'azara, it'd be Issur bahana. Why would it be Issur bahana if it's only D'oraisa? It would be a problem with it. Does Rav Shimon really hold that if you shecht Chulin Ba'azara, that's an Issur D'oraisa? Rashi says, yeah, Amalei, in, that is correct, and I'll bring you a raya, Vatznan, Rashi's Vatznan ben Yehusa. This is not a kasha, this is a proof, Vatznan. We have a Mishnah in Temura, Dachlam, Gimel, Omer, Beis. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Hulin shenishchatu ba'azara yisarfu ve'esh. You have a Hulin shenishchatu ba'azara, they should be burnt. V'kein, and so too, chaya shenishchatu ba'azara. If we have a chaya, even though a chaya can never be hukrav in the Beis HaMikdash, if you have a chaya that's hukrav in the Beis HaMikdash, and everyone knows that this is not a hektish animal, nevertheless, there's a gzeiras chachamim to burn the animal. So, Ia Martin, so now, what's the halach? He says, you burn chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, and you burn a chaya shenishchatu ba'azara. So, Ia Martin, bishlama, it all is good if you say that midoraisa, that chulin shenishchatu ba'azara is an Issur D'oraisa, Hainu de Gazrinan. Therefore, we can have a Gezerah on the Chaya as well. Hainu de Gazrinan, Chaya unto Behema. You can make one Gezerah. Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara. It's an Issur D'oraisa. So I can make a one level Gezerah and say, so the Chaya shafted, burn it. Make a Gezerah. However, El Iyamart de Rabbanon, if you say that Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara is only an Issur D'Rabbanon, so Behema my timer, what's the reason why they burned the Behema? Right? It's a gzeira dilma asur mecha kachin, because what might happen if you don't burn the chulin that was nishchat in the azara? So what might happen? They shechted the chulin in the azara. It goes outside and you eat it. Now people will say, oh, I can eat. They would know that it was chulin. people are going to think that maybe I can touch it outside the proper area. So burn it and take care of it. But if that's the case, so he gufo gzeira. So burning the a behema is a gzeira. So now what? Because why are you burning the chaya? You're only burning the chaya because you may confuse it with a behema. That's a gzeira gzeira. Right? He gufo gzeira, under nekub and nixo gzeira gzeira. Now we're going to say that even a chaya is usher? You can't do that because that would be gzeira gzeira. The original gzeira is that you have to burn the behema because maybe you confuse it with a kashrim animal. And therefore you'll be kashrim outside. And we burn the chaya because maybe you confuse it with a behema. Well, that's a two-step gzeira. But if you say that Bechulin Shanishka Tuba Azara is a Doraisa, and the Doraisa has to be burned, so and you say also, what's making Gzeira? The Chaya. It's only one level of Gzeira. But the fact that Rav Shimon has that you burn the Chaya must mean it's only one step Gzeira. Otherwise, it's the same Gzeira. How does it make it one step Gzeira? The first part has to be Doraisa. Right, if you look at Rashi, he says, the Kain Chaya, right? Afakav, the Kulia Alma Yodi, the Lokachim. Everyone knows a Chaya is not Kachim, so no one confuse it. So Hayu the Gazrina and Chaya Atu Behema, Atu Seifa Nakel Halish. Not Habad and the Hechav the Israbi Behema Kachim Israbi Chaya. But Kamar Afil Lokse Bedin Hu Nigzer. I think the way we explained it was the way it goes. Listen, the only reason why you're gonna ask for Chaya is the Gazera Atu the Behema. Well, if the Behema itself is being burnt between Gazera, that's the Gazera Gazera. If the Behema is being burnt to the Doraisa level, then burning the Chaya is only a one level Gazera, and therefore you have no problem. And therefore, if Shimon clearly holds that Kulim Shanishu Bazara is an Isra Doraisa. Okay, Rabbi Chiyah had the following case happen to him. Mapule Yaniva, some sort of worm that eats flax. Flax is, flesh-eating virus. Some sort of flax-eating worm fell into his pishta, right? Bikitne fell into his pishta. So he had a problem. Now he had his flax is all sitting in the water, and you have this insect that's going to eat it all up and destroy all his product. What? What's this? A moth? Was it a moth? What does Rashi say? Maybe, because Rashi says, Tolas, sort of like a worm, Ha'ochelas Pishtan, Hayish Tolas. Okay? So, Asal Karma the Rebbe. He went to the Rebbe, told him what happened. So, Amarleh, the Rebbe says to Rechia, listen, Shkol Ofa, take a bird, Ushkot Abubusa Demaya, and chef the bird right on top of where the main mishra, where the pishdan is sitting. The morach dam of the shavitlay. Then the blood's gonna drip out. There's worms gonna smell the blood, right? There's worms gonna smell the blood and the shavitlay. Because since it hates the smell of the blood, it's gonna fly go away from the pishdan. Problem is over here. You're chefing a bird. So what about kisui? How do you lay the blood all dripping here? Don't get the mitzvah kisui dam. Morach says hefi avidei. How can he do that? Mahatanya, then we have the following brisa that says, Hashokhet, if you shech the chayra oaf, with sarach ladam, and you need this blood for any reason, in this case, you need the blood to get rid of the moth, right? With sarach ladam, chayav the kasos. You have to do kisui adam. Right? I guess whatever's left over, you have to do kisui adam. What do you do if you need the blood? So, ketzid yase, what do you do? O nocharo, either you kill it, or okro, do it in an invalid shrita way. So how does Brett, but over here, he said, Shkol also shchot. He said, shef it. So the Gemara says, Ki asa Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came to Yisrael, Amr, he said, no, what Rebbe said to Rebbe, he didn't say shchot to oak, he said, say trof, Amr, lay. To do it in a way that makes it a trefa. First make it a trefa, and then, before you did it, so that therefore it becomes a shrita she'in a ruya, right? And Rebbe held that.
So Rebbe says, make it a treifa. He's going to hold shikaso. Make it a treifa, and then you can check it. You don't have a kiyav, a kisrei dam on it. That's what Rav Dimi said. That Rebbe says trof. He asked the Rabbin. Rabbi said, say nechor amalei. Rebbe didn't say the kiyav. You make a treifa. He said, just shoot it,
and then have the blood sprinkled over it, or strangle it.
Don't do a shchita. Kill it. Use the blood. A bird is only tough base of buya. Right? That's why I buy a bird. So Gemara says, so wait a second. Lamanda Amr say trope, my time alone say nakor. First guy says that Rebbe had the story. One guy interpreted the story and he said make a trade first. The other guy says now just kill it first. So why did they both say the same thing? Why did they each say one said one say trope and one say Nakor. The Chi Tema, and if you can say Kasavar ain't Shkita L'Ofim Yina Torah, well, maybe Rebbe holds that there's no concept, as we've seen before, whether the concept of Shkita is Midoraisim Gabi O. Maybe it says that Minotora, you're not chayav to shech the bird, u'nechiraso zohu shkitaso, and therefore you just have to kill it. So nechira would equal shkita, and therefore you'd be chayav kisrei dam on that. So therefore he says, make a trefa first, because you definitely have chayav kisrei dam when you make a trefa. That can't be vatanya, because we know for a fact, Rebbe Omer, it says, the pasuk says, nizavachtam yitukarcha, mitzoncha, asher nosan asher lacha, kasher tzivisicha, v'lamech netzdavim moshe, ala veshet, v'ala kone, v'al robech, v'al go'of, v'al robech, v'al robech, all is halach moshe mishinai. What's one of the halachas moshe mishinai? A bird. The Rebbe clearly holds that birds require shkita midoraisa. So therefore, why didn't he say nechira? Why did he say trefa? He said, no, lomi baye kamar. He could say both. Lomi baye kamar. Lomi baye. He could have said, say nechor. You're right. He could have said, say nechor. That would work. The lav shkita klau. That's not shkita at all. About say trope, but say trope, ema shkita shein ruya shmor shkita. Maybe you would say that Shkita Shein Ruya is the Shkita and Levoi Kisir Adam. Kamash Malon, Kidderevi, Kinyabar Abba. Kamash Malon, that this is showing, like a Kinyabar Abba, who said that Rebbe held that Shkita Shein Ruya, Lash Me Shkita, Lagabe Kisir Adam. Another way of showing that Rebbe can make a trefa. Therefore, Shkita Shein Ruya, if we look at the Kisir Adam. Come to teach that halacha again. Ulaman Dama Tse Nahor. Wow. Stop here. I don't think we'll finish. Okay, stop here.